Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman.
And I'm Maria Nakaka.
And this is Module 5. This is the Web API and MVC Core. We're going to get into, Scott Guthrie just showed up on my computer there. Look at youthful Scott Goo. See, oh, you missed him. He just popped up there. Sorry.
I didn't know you knew him like that.
Is he IMing you?
Yeah, he was just IMing me. Hello. No, I'm just going to exit. He doesn't.
Oh my God, you just shunned him.
I hope you keep this part.
What?
Don't edit.
Don't edit.
Can they hear you? Now, we're on it. We're recording. It's important. Keep all of this.
Keep all of it. Like, I'm famous.
We care about you. That's how much we care about you, is that we will talk to Guthrie later. Yeah, so this is Module 5.
Yep.
No, pick it up.
No, it's good. We're good. Really, do. Don't edit any of this. This is part of life.
What
I'll probably still have a job later. Don't worry. All right. Cool. So when we last left our heroes,
yes,
right, we were working on what? Beyonce application.
Yeah, we're working on our Beyonce application. We looked at CRUD. We looked at post-redirect GET.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We looked a little bit more into routing.
Yep, a little bit.
And we kind of had this concept of data moving back and forth.
Right. We brought up our picture of our model view controller lady. And right now, we're doing MVC where the controllers talk to models that then go to Razor.
Yeah.
That produces HTML.
Yes.
In this one, we're going to talk a little bit about how to make a web API or an API that returns something other than HTML. I guess that's a decent definition.
Of a web API?
Something that doesn't return something other than HTML.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like, anyone who's a developer out there or is learning how to code, they probably heard about the concept of an API.
Right.
Where Facebook or Instagram or Microsoft, like with the cognitive services, will mm-hmm. all open up these APIs to you mm-hmm. that come in JSON format usually, right?
Right. In the old days, we called them web services. We returned XML. In modern times, they're usually referred to as being RESTful.
RESTful APIs,
RESTful
yes.
APIs. The simplistic, and again, there are those who feel very strongly about this, but a simplistic example of an API can be something as simple as a GET, an HTTP GET that returns some JSON. So maybe we can start there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so I'm going to start with...
are we going to go to a brand new
Yeah, let's
project?
Take our application here. This is our Beyonce, with all due respect to Queen Bee. We will go ahead and stop that and make a new application.
Be careful what you say.
No, I have nothing but respect for the agency.
So we've gone through the same process, but instead
we did empty. We did web app.
So now web API.
All right.
So we've actually tried every single one of the templates.
Yeah, I guess by the time we're done here, we will have.
Okay.
And it's interesting to point out, though, and this is a little bit of a concept, but each one of these is a starter template. But they're not that different, right? We saw we could have gotten to web application from empty.
Okay.
We didn't need to pick the template. It's just a starter place.
Yeah.
Let's actually explore the web API one and make sure that that's true, and that it's not as different as we think.
And once again, this is also something you can use in command line using .NET new web API.
That's a good point. .NET new web API, .NET new MVC,
yeah.
or .NET new web. Here we've got a program .cs.
So is it the same as this? Okay.
Yep, totally the same. Let's look at startup.
Now, how is startup different?
Let's scroll down. I say it looks a little lighter. I don't see the routing stuff. And of course, we didn't add entity framework. So in this particular one, we don't have the identity stuff or the database stuff.
Okay.
But we're still using MVC. And that brings up another interesting point. If you're someone who came from older MVC, where there was a controller and an API controller, they're unified now.
Okay.
Right?
So in the older framework?
Right.
Okay.
So in the older framework, in kind of classic
ASP.NET framework,
if we go here and look at a controller,
yeah.
Web API controllers would be called API. They'd be derived from API controllers. So it wasn't a unified framework. If you wanted HTML, you use controller.
Yeah.
If you want anything else, you use API controller. It's nice because they're combined into one thing. The routing is the same, and the concepts that we're going to talk about, if we did it right, will hopefully be the same. So let's make something.
So
what
let's
do you
start
do?
Building up an API.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
So let's create a model.
All right. So I am just going to make a new folder. I don't need to make a folder called models, but it's nice to keep your things tidy. And we'll say add class.
And let's call it products.
Okay, we'll just do something generic. That's fine. Products.
It was too exciting before.
Yeah, it was. This
it
is
was way too exciting.
Probably should have called it product, but I've got.
Did you already press? I
no,
think you can
I'll just
edit
do
it.
That. I can edit it. It's
you
only
can.
Code. All right, product.
I've done that a number of times.
Yeah, the whole plural thing can be confusing, but if you have product and you're going to put it into a list,
yeah,
then it's a list of product.
So, oh, you jumped
prop,
ahead.
Sorry, I'm doing
yeah,
prop.
Okay.
I know it needs an ID.
Yeah, I need a name.
All right, let's do a name for our product.
Should we, let's if we assume this is a store, would you also need a quantity?
Yeah, there you go. We could have inventory. So let's prop int, oops.
What was that?
So I was typing too fast and it picked something else and then I just controlled Z my way back to glory. Okay. And we'll say quantity. All right.
Okay.
So there's our super lame products.
All right. So well, we have our, okay, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say I realized we could theoretically add new controller. And then this is actually an interesting dialog box.
What is this?
Well, so I said add controller, and it's saying, well, you have minimal MVC going on here.
Yeah.
Do you want
to
like,
continue that?
Do you want Razor and script libraries and all that kind of stuff? Or are we going to do something kind of more basic?
Okay.
We're not going to have Razor. We're making a web API. So we could make a smaller MVC.
All right.
If we wanted to, right? So we could make a controller and an MVC application or an ASP.NET application that's a little bit simpler. It has less middleware. Yeah, there you go. So we're going to just scaffold that out real quick. But I was going to point out, if I can get that dialog box to pop up, is we could do that CRUD one. You had mentioned the Web API CRUD one. Let's see what that looks like. I think you go add controller.
And then you select.
This one?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. So this is one way to do it. We can just try this.
And that's like a scaffolding.
Yeah, this is scaffolding. Let me just do this. Let me just make one, but we probably won't actually do it because it's more fun to write this from scratch. But I just want to show people. We'll just call this not gonna use this controller.
That's a very effective name.
You like that?
Yeah.
I just make sure that we don't ever type that. All right? So that one is just a jumpstart. Now, they gave us a values controller by default.
Okay.
This is showing us, this is basically CRUD, right?
Oh, yeah. So it's showing you.
Route API / not going to use this. It has a get. It has a post. Maybe we can refer to it if we get lost.
Okay.
But what I wanted to point out was let's just make a controller, right? So what did you say, products?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say API controller empty.
Okay.
Products controller. Scaffolding.
And now since so it already added the route attribute for you.
Yes, indeed it did. So we could have just typed this and derived from controller.
Yeah.
You can also do what they call controllerless controllers where you don't have the base class, but the base class has useful stuff. But you just noticed right off the bat, it gave us that route. This is kind of a convention.
Okay.
Because we could make it just / products. But if you had a page at / products, you might want / API / products.
Okay.
All right. Is that okay with you?
That's okay with me.
Another thing we could potentially do, if we wanted to be more generic.
Could just put controller.
Yep. And then kind of a template. Exactly. So it's up to you. That would be / API / products.
Is there in any situation where one is a better option than the other?
Well, in this case, we're using attribute routing, so we're putting it on the class. If we wanted to have it be API / controller everywhere, then we put it centralized in the startup.cs. So really, it's up to you and how you feel and what makes you happy.
Okay.
I've also seen people make, they wouldn't do it here, but they would have API dot your domain name.
Okay.
Dot whatever / whatever. So it's up to you. Okay. So this is by default. What's going on here, Maria?
What's the produce? Did it just make it plural for us?
No. Produces.
Produces. Sorry, I actually read that bad.
No. So it says this product controller.
Yeah.
Produces JSON.
Oh, so it automatically, so you don't have to tell it.
Right. Before, in previous versions of ASP.NET, we would have to go and add formatters. Sometimes you'd have to be more formal about what you're returning. This one, because of the way we scaffolded it, it's defaulting, assuming we want to return JSON. Because like you said at the beginning, it's an API, most return JavaScript.
Jason.
Yes, pardon me, you're correct, Jason. JavaScript object notation. So thank you for that. No, it's right. So let's do this. Let's make our public string. We can make a get. And we'll just return
such that.
Hello API. And then.
But don't you have to add a get attribute?
Yeah. So we'll say, look at that. See, if I type HTTP, it identifies an action that only supports delete, or in this case, only get. Now, this name here is kind of a convention.
Yeah.
By calling it get, that makes a get to API/products the default.
Okay.
This kind of enforces it. If I could theoretically
get rid of that,
I could say post. But if I got rid of that, let's try it. Let's experiment. One kind of enforces it. I think I could post to that get if I wasn't careful. So let's find out what happens. So this is going to be /API/products.
So it should just give you
that's API/values because remember how it came.
It's a default.
Yeah, so it's default. So we'll fix that. There it is. See here in the properties?
Yeah.
Where it says /API?
You can change it.
Yep. So that's your launch. Remember how all those times for all the last four, the four modules these poor people have been watching us do? How I keep having to click and then we added a menu?
Yes.
Yeah. Certainly not necessary. We can go products.
You can set your launch one right over there.
Right. Exactly. So let's close that and let's try it again. It's all good. Live and learn. Okay.
Okay.
So there's that. So that's our get. Could we post to that, I think was the question. Because remember how we removed that HTTP get?
Yeah.
Maybe you can introduce us to Postman.
Definitely. Do you have Postman on your machine?
I went and installed it already. It's a little bit new. They keep updating the UI. So this is a great little app that you can download. I think it's at getpostman.com.
And you can also run it in the browser.
Yep, there's a browser extension, and then now they've made it kind of an Electron app, so it's kind of portable. So I'm going to go here and say...
Yeah, and then you can switch it over?
Well, first I'm going to send it.
And see what you get back.
Unexpected H. Unexpected H. Ah, why? This is a little test for you. That worked, but when I tell it it's pretty... Pretty what?
Pretty JSON?
Yeah, does pretty JSON start with an H?
No.
Yeah, so that unexpected, it might feel like that came from the server.
Oh, really?
It didn't. That's the JSON prettifier.
Okay.
Saying no. You can see if I switch it to text that it worked just fine.
Oh,
all right.
That's interesting.
You got to watch out because when you see errors like that, right, you might look and say, why is my web server returning unexpected H? It's actually, in this case, Postman. All right.
Okay.
So the question was, could we post
to this particular one?
To that thing called get.
Yes.
I do not know this. And this is the other thing that's so important about Visual Studio and about coding in general is you really want to, you can go into Stack Overflow, you can ask the question, you could blog about it, or you could just try it.
Yeah.
So let's try it. We're going to post to products.
And see if it works.
And it did.
Was that?
Yeah. So look. We posted to this thing called get. That's fine. This is called get, which means it's the default for when someone goes API/products. But if we go and say this, identifies an action that only supports get.
Okay.
So now,
let's
try
this. If you say
that. Save it.
And you go back to Postman.
Let's run it again.
So Postman is probably great for testing APIs.
Postman is the best. And over on the side here, you can see you can make collections. There's a history of it. You can go and select. So like if you're testing your API, you can build up a whole collection and share it with your friends. I could send you my Postman collection that you could then play back like TiVo.
Oh, TiVo of just API posting
yep,
it.
Exactly. Just recorded API discussion. So let's go ahead and say that. Oh, look.
Not found, 404.
Yep. Don't get to post to that.
And then switch it over.
Let's make sure to prove it, because I may have been, there it is.
200,
okay. Right? So this is important, and this is a really interesting concept we want to hit. That was routing.
Yeah.
That allowed /API/products to show up here.
Yeah.
If I called it Fred, it wouldn't work. I'd have to do the routing myself. So get is a magic word. That's routing. That's constraints. That's preventing us from allowing anything other than a get.
All right.
All right. So that's cool. So we just return hello world, but that's still not JSON.
No.
That's a lot
sentence.
Of talk, but that's a lot. That's not what we wanted to do. All
it's
right. So
sentence-ish.
Let's get me, we made products, right? Get me some products.
So do we want to add a list to our products controller?
All right. Let us go and say get. And it's not going to return a string.
No, it's going to control a static list?
No, just a regular list that we're going to make.
Oh, so it doesn't matter?
No, no, we're not going to do a static because product, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make an instance of product.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess what you're saying, static, the list could be static in the sense of I don't have to make it multiple times.
Yeah.
But I return an instance of a list. So, okay, so private static list of product. Okay. And then we open it up. This is where we get a little, you know, it's always confusing with all the braces and stuff. Okay, so we're going to start with a list of products. We'll call that product, I don't know, P.
Yeah.
It's not very creative. Sorry.
It works.
Yeah.
Equals a new list.
Equals new list of product.
Product.
And list.
And then you have to open up.
Oh, I got to make it an array.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these years, and I still get confused about that stuff.
You're going to do it that way.
I goofed it up. No, you're right. New list of
new product.
Then populate the
yes.
list.
So then it would be new.
What am I doing? I'm a mess. What's wrong?
You're all coded out. Like your fingers.
I'm all coded out. You're absolutely
all
right.
All coded out.
All right, let me start over. I'm confused.
Okay.
Public private static list product P equals new the list.
Yep.
A product.
And then new.
Thank you. New list.
Yes.
All right, there you go. And that's where I got confused because I was trying to. Okay.
That actually took me a while I was writing that out because I was like, there's so much that just sounds repetitive here.
It does.
And then when you read it out as a sentence, you're like, okay.
Yep. There's ways. What we're trying to do here is make it easy to follow. And sometimes I will make it hard to follow.
Green pepper. Oh, are you just writing out your Chipotle order right now?
This is what I had for lunch.
Okay.
All right. So.
Tacos.
Soft tacos.
Let me see how well I know you. Beef.
Yes. Tres tacos suave con carne asada, pico de gallo, atemotillo verde, queso, lechuga para llevar, y chipotle sauce.
Yeah.
Chipotle. Hopefully, they will at some point just give me free food.
Yeah, maybe
for all of the free advertising.
Right,
yeah. All right.
Where's your beef, man?
I should get beef, but I want to type it out. All right. So that's our list. That just puts it there.
Okay.
That list should. I know why it's be a private. Let's just put it up here. That'll be our poor person's database.
Okay.
Okay. Then we can go and return P. All right. That's lazy.
Yeah.
Don't need that. All right. So this is. Pretend to go to the database.
Okay.
This could be done exactly like we did the Beyonce example in the previous module with an entity framework, EF.
Okay.
Right, so we're just making a database here. We could scaffold it out, and just like we scaffolded it before, we just scaffold out a web API.
Okay, so it can do like a CRUD.
Well, we could go, I mean, if we wanted to, we could go back over to Beyonce and make an API controller and return the albums we already have.
All right.
Right. So I just want to point out, we're returning P. Ultimately, you just need to get, you know, your database context. So this would say something like db context dot, in this case, products dot, and then you'd go and get a list of those products and return them. But we're just getting them from this location because it's just easier to express. All right. So our static list of products in the world. Interestingly, though, that's just a C# list.
Yeah.
We're not doing any. We're not doing any JavaScript here. No one said anything about JavaScript, except
the
at
JSON.
The top there. Except the produces JSON. So should this work?
Let's try.
Crossing our fingers.
Fingers crossed and toes. People can't see it right now, but we can. But can we also see this in post?
Yeah, that's a good point. So when you're doing this, if you look here, I'm in Edge, not at the time of this writing, the best browser for this kind of work, because you can see it all shows up on one line. It's a little hard to see. I'm going to take that API URL. I'm going to drop it over here again, remember?
Yeah.
I could have just hit send. Now, this is important. Here's the raw.
And that's the pretty.
Yes. That's where, that's what you want. You want to see that. I'd like to see Edge do that as well. It'd be
okay.
Nice. Yeah. So there, I can also, of course, see the headers. You can see it came from ASP.NET, right? And then in the, you can also, with Postman, run tests if you like. That's the text that got returned. I want to make sure this is clear.
Okay.
It got returned all in one line, no spaces, nice and tight. But looking at it like this is very nice, especially when you have a whole kind of database worth
of information.
Of information, exactly. It's nice. And then just to point out again, the get name, that's how we were able to call the API, but the HTTP get is the thing that prevents
us from doing a post
or anything else, or delete.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. So there's our get. Walk me through getting a single, and that gets them all. I only want to get one now.
Okay. So should we go back to our product get? So add a get method.
Okay, can we have multiple things named get? So we got we have a thing that returns a product.
Yeah.
Oops. Product.
Are you in the product controller?
Yep, yeah. I'm in product controller. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say get.
Yeah.
And we need to take an ID.
Yes.
All right, so here, our database is P, right?
Yes.
So what do we
So it's return P.
Yeah.
And then you want a single
P.
Yeah. But does it have single or default?
Yeah, single or default.
So let's see what that gives you back.
Okay, so single or default P, such that, and then we need to get a P with the ID.
P, yeah.
Okay, so ID.
Equals.
ID. Cool, so that's doing our query.
Yes.
And of course, if we were talking to a database, that would generate the SQL we needed to do our query.
Yeah.
Now we have IDs 1, 2, and 3. Let's go and run that again. And check it out. That's, of course, our first one. Here's the first get. We put the ID where?
There.
Okay.
Yep.
So that did not work. Let's find out why.
Do we need to add an HTTP route specific to the ID?
Ah, excellent. This is a great point. So here, I've gone and said /2.
Yeah.
And we got, this is very important, these statuses matter. And you noticed it right away. Not found.
Yep.
And that means it didn't even, like, none of this code happened. It never.
It never got there.
Never got there.
It was like,
because no one ever said it was okay. So you said add a route.
Yeah.
Okay, this is interesting here, because you go HTTP get, attributes can take stuff.
Yeah. So you need your curly braces?
Yes.
Mustache.
You don't have to call it a mustache. Curly braces. Someone called it brackets. I thought, is that an English thing to call
it's
it brackets?
I think Americans call it braces, but I grew up calling it brackets, because you know when you do set theory?
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. Didn't know that. All right. So this is going to go and it's called capturing. It's going to capture that off of the parameter. That's a route parameter.
Yeah.
So just going to write that there for you in a comment. Route parameter. We're going to go and capture that route parameter. So then that is the thing it's expecting, and that's going to go.
That's going to allow you to go slash the ID.
Slash ID. Let's see if that works. Like, let's cross our fingers. Otherwise, who knows what we're doing.
I'm out.
Yes, we don't know.
So let's go there. And let's
boom.
Whoa.
Straight to the tacos. All right. See? 3 and 1.
And now if you hit like a 25 or something
25,
like that.
25, 35.
So let's look at what the error is. It shouldn't be. Yes, it should be different.
That one said no content.
Which means it doesn't exist. Like,
well, no, actually 404, I'd say not found. We actually kind of maybe made a little bit of a mistake there. That's a good point. We should fix that because 204 is interesting. 204 you don't see all the time, right? You see a 404.
Yeah, which means not found.
And you see a 500, like something bad happened. 200 means okay-ish. 204 means okay-ish.
Okay.
So look, server processed the request, like it didn't error, but it didn't return any content. So let's go back here, and what do we have to do? Well, we were returning it without even checking if it worked, right?
Yeah, so you have to do something You have to add some special things in there.
Yep, we're going to add a check. So yeah. var, actually then, var p, that's stupid. Var product.
Product.
Okay, yeah.
And then if, you had some if.
Yep, oops.
Sorry.
No, my fault. If.
Product equal equal.
Yeah.
Null.
Yeah.
Return not found.
Now, this is interesting. Now, this not found, where's that coming from? See this here? It's coming from the controller base. Remember how we talked about what value, what does this provide? What value does that base provide? Well, there's a bunch of cool stuff hanging off of it.
So and one of them is controller base?
No, one of the things is not found that is hanging off of controller base. Sorry. So if I say not found,
yeah.
That's hanging off of controller base. I could say this dot. Those are the things hanging off of it. So okay. We've got no content.
Yeah.
That was for 204.
So you could also say this dot not found?
Yep. I could say this dot unauthorized. I could say this dot anything HTTP-ish.
Is under this.
Is under the controller base for this because here is bad request. If I hover over that, that says...
Hanging off what?
Produces a 400. Hanging off of this, which is my current thing that derives from controller base. So let's say not found. That should be a 404.
So this dot not found, is it the same as return not found? Is
yep.
it the same thing?
Because controller base provides it, this is the current, the current thing.
Okay.
What are they complaining about?
What did you do?
Okay, this is interesting. Now, this is important. I just said not found. Again, the this doesn't need to be there.
Okay.
See, it says name can be simplified. Not found returns a not found result. Remember we did content results
yeah.
and action results. These are all things that can come back from MVC or from ASP.NET. Not found returns a not found result. All of those things are what they call I action results. It's just
okay.
action, stuff that can happen. But I was saying products come back.
Oh.
Okay. Now that worked. That worked fine. That worked before when I was returning only products. But now look what it says.
You're returning more than that.
Can't convert this to a product. I can't do that, right? So for a web API, we're going to want to change this a little bit to have flexibility. We're going to say it returns actions
and
stuff.
Okay.
Not found's one of them. If the product did work, so this is after the null, return product. I can't do that.
But you can say maybe okay?
Exactly, because 200 okay.
That's really simplified. I like it.
It's nice because it feels, this is my opinion, but hopefully you'll agree, it feels like C#, it feels like HTTP, it feels natural.
Yeah.
You're returning the kind of the plain English of the underlying HTTP request. So if you hover there, it tells you that's a 404.
Yeah.
If you hover on OK.
It tells you it's a 200.
Exactly. So now we should be able to try this and prove that that is in fact the case. And we'll run over to Postman and do those. And we should probably have written tests in Postman. But if I do a send now of 35.
It goes over to not found.
Yep. And if we do one for two, we get a 200. Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it is okay. Because we did have tacos for lunch, and I am feeling pretty good about myself right
Yay.
Now.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay, so we did a get. That's like the read in CRUD.
Yeah.
We need to do a create, which in HTTP is a?
Post.
A post, exactly. Delete, delete. And then update is a?
Put.
All right. So let's go and say public. We'll say post
and then product.
Yeah, exactly, because we're using model binding.
Binding,
yeah. Yeah, product.
Product, yeah.
Okay. And what do we call it? Was it like, I think we have a
list. It P?
Yeah, well, I should have called it something else. I called it P. Actually, I could probably...
You could change it, but...
Well, what I could do is change it with some refactoring action. Because why not, right? Rename P...
underscore
products.
P.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Cool. All right, so underscore products.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to take a post. It's going to look at the HTTP body.
Yeah.
And then do something with that. All right. We had said get before. This is going to
yeah.
be a post. We're going to restrict that.
And then you wanted to get it from the body.
Exactly. And this is something that a lot of people forget. It's really easy to forget this. So it's good that you pointed that out. The information is not coming from a form. You see that when I type from, look what it actually said there, from header, from query. Where's this thing coming from?
From the body.
From the body. It could come from any, all kinds of places. You can model bind from anywhere, but we're going to go and say from body. And this is kind of hard to read. Sometimes you look at that and it's like, what's going on?
It reads weird.
I do it sometimes like that if it makes you feel better because you're used to attributes on methods.
Yeah.
That's an attribute on a parameter.
Oh, that's actually a really good way to look at it. Yeah.
It is. I think that some people on your team might not like that, but the idea is
for
the attribute.
For my team, you mean
me, you? Well, yeah, I guess I'm the only person on your team. So me or John or Jeff or somebody's going to be not feeling it. Okay. So I'm going to put a breakpoint there. All right. And then let's go and post a product.
Okay.
All right. So we'll run this thing.
So you should be, okay.
Back over here in Postman, right? And we're going to post to the same location. And this is important to note, right? The URL is not changing. Before, when we made your form, we had albums/create.
Details.
Yeah, we had update details, all that kind of stuff. With this, the URL is staying the same.
Yeah.
And we are either getting from it or posting to it or putting to it. So here, we're going to say post, all right? And we're going to go into the body and type, oops.
So we're going to physically do it in there.
Yeah, we're going to go and type that in ourselves, okay? So we have to ask, it's like, what do you want? Is it form data? Is it raw? We're going to do raw text.
Okay.
So we're posting some JSON. And then this sometimes gets tedious.
So we have to do like ID.
Yeah, we got to write it as if it's JSON on the wire.
Okay.
And there's websites that'll help you write this. They're like JSON. If you go and search for JSON Beautifier or JSON Prettifier. But once you've written these things, you can save them as a test.
We have a third one, quantity.
Oh, we did have quantity. Thank you. Quantity.
So what would the error be if Let's run that.
Yeah, let's make it and then see if we can break it. Okay, I'm going to just copy paste that into the clipboard in case I don't have any issues. All right, so we've got a body, we've got a post, and we're going to hit send.
So what do we get?
Ooh, look. Oh, we got to watch that corner there. Unsupported media type. Ooh. I love stuff like this because when errors happen,
it means it's real.
It means it's real. That's how you know it's real. Yes. You got to get you a server like this that lets you know it's real. The request entity is a media type that the server does not support. I went and put all this work into describing my JSON, right?
Yeah.
But did I tell it was JSON? As I recall, I don't think I did. So I want to get back in there. What happened to you there? Oh, I scrolled down, trying to figure out where my stuff went. Where's our body? Okay, there's our body, and here's our headers. We needed to tell it.
That it's expecting JSON?
That it's expecting JSON, that we're sending a content type of JSON. Otherwise, it's just some random person out there sent me some text. The fact that it looked like JSON didn't help. You have to go and pass that content type. You have to let it know that that's JSON. That's how it knows.
Is there a way for us to do that within Visual Studio?
I don't think Visual Studio doesn't have any good way to do testing like this. Postman, I would say, there's some command line things you can do. With curl, we could do this manually with curl. For example, we could go and take this, and we could go out to the command line. We could type curl, right? So we could script this from the command line, but Visual Studio doesn't have a way that I know of to go and do that.
Okay.
All right, so let's go back to Postman. I've added this content type here.
Where are you seeing this?
And there, right? Okay. So application JSON, content type, and then we've got our body right there. Let's send it, and hopefully send.
Look, got an okay.
I got an okay. I am okay. I have been approved for tacos. Now I'm going to do
every day?
Yeah, every day. Every day. I'm not going to stop eating tacos. You can't make me. So now.
So we've.
There we go. Look. We have tacos and a 4K television. We updated our database.
A 4K television.
Yeah, I know. I would like a TV. Yeah.
Hello, Samsung. He would like a TV.
It's true. Between my Chipotle advertising deal that I don't have and my 4K TV one. It's interesting though, to point out, though, we created one.
Yeah.
And we returned an OK. But we did not, if you recall, when we did the post, we didn't actually, let's make a 3K TV. We're going to send another one. We didn't tell it the resulting ID. Look, nothing came back. See the body?
Oh, so nothing's there.
We didn't say anything.
We didn't tell it.
So look, all we did is add it.
So we need to change it to an iAction result post?
Yep, so the same thing as before. Yep. We need to go back, as we said. So just like we had products and we changed it to an iAction result,
yep.
We'll do that. So when we add something,
yep.
We will go and return the result of that. And we're going to say...
Wouldn't you put the return under products?
Oh, yeah,
or absolutely. In this case...
I'm just being lazy. I'm going to take... that, put that in the clipboard.
Okay.
And we'll say created.
Created action.
The action. And then what was the action? See, it says action name.
Yeah, name of.
Yeah, you could go like this if you wanted to be lame. But we're awesome. So we say name of.
Get.
And then.
New.
Yeah, so then this is an interesting one. You want to tell them what the ID is because we're making a new.
Yeah.
Object here, so we'll say ID equals, we're going to pass in this anonymous object, grab back
product
that ID, and then the product.
Yeah.
And it's important to point out, if we hover over created at action,
yeah.
Is it a 200? It is a 201.
So it's okay?
No, it's created. So 200 is okay.
200 is created.
204 was 204. I got it, but nothing, no action returned.
No action returned.
No data, yeah, no content return. And then created is a 201.
So created is a 201.
So everything in the 200 range is okay. Anything 200-ish happens, that's good.
Okay.
But what we're doing is we're saying we made a new product and we'll also return back the ID to let you know you just made a product, that's number 5.
All right.
Made another product, that's number 6. So let's test that again. This is very, very common pattern, and if we
wouldn't you before you test it,
okay.
Wouldn't you have to add? Oh, you're
you're right. I'm a dork. Thank you for that. Add it.
Yeah.
Then grab it, and I would go and grab it from product. Yep, you're right. Good. Good catch. All right. So there's that. Go back here. We'll make the 6K television.
Mm-hmm.
Increasing.
By
quality
one.
Of televisions. Yeah, I can't really make this bigger.
Yeah.
Postman scales weird. Post.
So we go to 201.
201 created.
Okay.
And then we actually
look at the body.
Yep, we get the body back. So we get that information back. And then that could then tell you where to go do that. And
so
if you want
to refresh that page?
Yeah, that's a good point. If we refresh this.
Do we see?
Yeah,
we go.
I got
but
that
we don't
too.
See the 4K one.
I think it's because I restarted the thing. Yeah. Actually, you know, that's a good point. Let's try that again. If I should have just, because we haven't really got a database.
No.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's your 4K. We have no real database. One other thing that we could potentially do if we wanted to is there's a header you could return, which is the location of the new thing. So we just sent it a 6K TV. We would actually send that URL back. So you do a create.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you where we put it.
Okay.
We could add that as well. All right. So really have just been blindly shoving stuff into the database.
Just like take it. So there must be a way to do model. There must be a way to do validation as well.
Right. And we did validation on the Beyonce form in
a
previous one. So let's do it the same way, right?
Okay.
So let's see if we can add some data annotations to product. Would we want to say that something's required?
Exactly.
So let's try this.
So required for the string name.
So I don't have required.
So you need to add the data annotation.
Yeah. And this is nice because, again, it's unified. It's the same exact data annotations we use when we're making HTML forms. So if you're making an API, you're making a form.
Everything's connected. It doesn't have to be a separate one. Did it used to be?
No. Yes, it did, actually.
Oh, man, so things are hard.
Unification is a big deal, and having these all in one place is great. And what's cool about this is that that means I could take, for example, the Beyoncé example of albums, and we could have a form and an API, and they use the same data objects. All right?
All right.
Yep, it's good. Okay, so let's do that. Let's say that that's required. All right. Then we'll go back over to our create. Oops.
Okay.
And right now, it's pretty chill. We don't actually, like, validate anything. How did we validate stuff before? What was the if statement that we did back in the day?
If model, no, exclamation is not. Isn't that
yeah, if it's not the same model state
is valid.
Yep. So it's not valid.
Return a bad
freak
request.
Freak out.
Yeah. Return a bad request.
Bad request.
So that would be a 404? No.
That would,
what would be a
400.
400.
Well, so 400, there's a little bit of an argument about that. I think 400 is, the 400 series is, it's an error and it was probably your fault. And the 500 series is, it's an error and it was probably my fault.
I like the 500.
You like that better? Mm-hmm. So 400 is, you may have sent me something bad.
Okay.
Bad request returns a 400. Now the question is, though, that is valid. How is that measured? And that's measured with our data annotations, right? And we could add all kinds of data annotations like you did before. Let's test it. So I'm going to go and do a live debugging.
Yeah.
And we'll go over to Postman. And let us put in one of the new high-quality 9K televisions.
We said
name was required, right?
Yes. So let's remove it.
We'll remove name entirely. But we are sending a valid ID and a quantity. The VS is flashing at me because we stopped in the breakpoint.
And then if you scroll down, I did notice something.
What's that? Oh, look at that.
Right even there, because it's showing you.
Yep. So the model state, look, error count 1 is valid, false. We can see an attempt.
To put it in?
To put it in, but look, name is null. Before it even gets to the database, we're going to go and flag that because it doesn't pass muster. It is not appropriate, so we're going to hit F10, start returning a bad request, return, back over here.
You get a 400.
400 bad request, which is exactly what you would expect to do.
And the body, is the body empty?
And the body, the payload of the result is empty. There's not, you know, and you could, if you wanted to, maybe return, you could return theoretically a nice response. You could return English or whatever language you prefer and explain it to you, but you wanted, you'd have to explain to the user what that JSON structure is going to look like.
Okay.
So that is taking some JSON and returning some JSON, and it seems to be working pretty well. All right. Do you want to go old school?
How old school? How back are you taking this?
All the way to
Space Jam?
Not quite Space Jam, but pretty close. We should go see if the Space Jam website's still going. Let's do XML.
Okay.
All right.
So we didn't have to add a dependency to work with JSON, did we?
No. Remember when we did it, we got produces by default, and I don't remember adding anything to startup.cs or telling anyone we liked JSON, because JSON's popular, we use it by default.
So, and I would suspect that if it did support it out of the box, we would see producers, application, / XML or something like that.
Yeah, well, let's try that. If we just change it to XML.
Let's see if that magic happens.
The whole thing blows up.
If it works, I'll be like,
This page isn't speaking our language. That's a 406. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I was like,
where's a 406? 406.
This page isn't speaking our language.
Oh, wow. That means not acceptable.
Well, that was a polite, Edge gave us a much politer one.
Yeah, I like that one.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Yep. Can't help you. All right, so we want XML, but no one cares about us. What do we do?
So let's check to make sure there's a dependency.
All right, so let's go to dependencies.
And add a NuGet package, and let's look at XML formatters, maybe?
Okay, let's look for formatters in general.
And see what comes back.
There we go.
Yep.
There's XML formatters, and let me go and grab that. bring those down. And this is important. A good reason that it wasn't included is that for the people who don't want it, well, they don't want the dependencies, but for people that do want it, I got to go and get 5 dependencies.
Oh, okay, to get it working.
To get it working, XML requires, you know, a little bit of wait. I wouldn't say it's major, but it's going to require just a moment.
Okay.
So that's why you don't include it out of the box. It's kind of a cafeteria plan. You just take the pieces that you want. Okay, so who do we tell about that?
Services.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you have a service or you do anything with a service, you need to let them know in configure services, and then if you need to, configure them.
So it's going to hang off of add MVC?
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to type add MVC and hit dot, and then we can say add XML.
Did it pop? There it is.
Yeah, I've got data contracts, serializer formatters, and serializer formatters. We'll pick the data contract ones.
Okay.
So we're telling MVC about the ability to do XML. And again, you could chain this, right? You could go .add. You could add a bunch of stuff on the end. See? I could add view localization. I could add tag helpers. You know, there's a bunch of stuff. This is just one of those things.
Okay. So technically, we should be able to run our application.
And it should just work.
Yeah, it should just work.
But who knows, right? Oh, see? Doesn't compile because of the period. Click. One time we had this thing, we called it the $1 million semicolon.
Yeah.
If you have that thing where you're just like, why is this thing upset with me? Why won't it compile? And then everyone comes to look at it, and then it's like 5 people are looking at it, 10 people. Like the entire company is staring over your shoulder. And then someone's like, oh, it's that. And they go.
Well, we had the same thing yesterday when you forgot to save something.
Yeah. Sitting there, why isn't this working? And then it's like, oh, you have to save file.
There it is. So you went to /API/products?
Yep, /API/products. Now because we said produces, yeah. It produces XML, we could say that it produced JSON, and then we could have it do what's called content negotiation, where we'll give you JSON by default,
yeah.
But if you ask for XML, we can do that for you as well.
All right.
And that can allow you to do other cool things, where like, for example, you could say, if you insist on a JPEG, so on the request, you'd say, I only accept JPEGs, it would send you a picture of the product.
Okay.
So you could make these things as interesting and sophisticated as you would like. So that is a pretty nice looking API.
It is.
Yeah, let me see here. Yep, there's our XML. And you can control however you want. It could be a CSV, a comma separated value. I've even seen people make PDFs with their web APIs. It's totally up to you.
Oh.
You have full control over what you could potentially do with HTTP. And again, you can mix and match your HTML and your JSON and your whatever.
Well, that was a good intro to web API.
I felt pretty good about it.
How'd
you like it?
I really liked it.
All right. Stick with us. We've got even more coming up in a moment.
All right. See ya.